Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erevin Daf Kuf Gimel. We left off in Daf Kuf Beis on Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. The Mishnah is going to talk about replacing a string on a musical instrument in the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, whether you could tie it with a knot, you tie the string with a bow. And then we're going to talk in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss the issur of removing warts and provides a method of removal that would be permissible to do in the Mikdash, but not B'Medina. Then the majority of the daf is going to deal with four different approaches to reconcile the stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah Psachim, which forbids wart removal even in the Mikdash. We're always a little more makel in the Mikdash for the Yisur Midrabanan and Shavus B'Mikdash, but it seems in the Mishnah Psachim, even in the Mikdash, we have a problem with it. So how is it that we can reconcile that with our Mishnah? That's going to be the majority of the daf. Then the Mishnah on Beis, we'll see if we get to it today, discusses bandaging a wound on Shabbos, which is going to lead to a detailed discussion of when a bandage might be a chatzitza in terms of the avoda of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Today's here is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and by members of BKNW with Zecher Nishmas, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis on Beis. So the Mishnah is going to again continue the theme of the previous Mishnayos of being mechalik between that which we can do b'mikdash and that which we can do b'medina. So kosher nima b'mikdash. You're allowed to tie a knot on a one of the harps if a harp string snapped in the mikdash, because even though kosher is one of the lamatas melachos that's also midaraisa on Shabbos, but they needed to be menagin for the karbanos in the mikdash even on Shabbos. So that act of kshira is considered machshire mitzvah, and it's a machshire mitzvah that you could not have done from erev Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be docha Shabbos. The mishnayos in Masech Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed in Perek Rablosa de Mila and in Masech Pesachim Daf Samechay of Machlokes Tanoim, whether machshire mitzvah are docha Shabbos or not. So our mishnah is assuming that it's docha Shabbos at least in certain circumstances, and the Gemara is going to discuss the details. But there's another assumption our Mishnah is making, not only that Machshiri Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos, but it's making another assumption. There is a sugya in Mesecha Sukkah on Daf Nun Amud Beis going over to Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, whether Iker Shira Bapeh or Iker Shira Bakli, that when the Levim have this job in the Beis HaMikdash to engage in Shira, what is the primary mitzvah? Is the Iker Shira the musical instruments, or is the Iker Shira, no, the songs, and the musical instruments are just an accompaniment to the song. So Tosus points out that our Mishnah must be assuming that Iker Shira B'Kli, because if you were to say the Man Diyamar Iker Shira B'Peh and the Kli is just Levasim as Hakol, then there's no way we would allow violating Malacha and Shabbos just to do something that is secondary to the primary mitzvah. The Tosar Rosh adds that L'chora Aratana holds that the Shira, a third assumption that Aratana is making, and that is that the Shira is Ma'akev the Karban, because if you hold like the Shita and Maseches HaRach and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that Shira is not Ma'akev the Karban, so then there also you wouldn't be able to be Masakev the Kli. So our Mishnah is making one little line, making three assumptions. It's making the assumption that Machshira Mitzvah Dor Cheshavis, making the assumption that Iker Shira B'Kli, and it's making the assumption that the Shira is in fact Ma'akev the Karban. So you're allowed to tie the knot in the Mikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but not B'Medina, not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's how Rashi understands. Rabbeinu Yonason and the Bar Tanura said, no, our Mishnah is not talking about being kosher on a Doraisa level, where the whole discussion is only about a kesher she'eno shel kayama, which is only aser midrabanan, and that's why you're allowed to do the machshire karban. The Karanar is medayik from the place that the Rambam paskins this halacha, that the Rambam also holds that we're not talking about a kesher shel kayama, we're not talking about violating isurim Doraisa. Gon Yaakov, other achronim point out that it really sounds much more like Rashi from the discussion in the Gemara, that we're talking about a real kesher, we're talking about a real melacha d'oraisa, but it's just difficult that the halacha that we're going to allow being mechal Shabbos midoraisa for this kind of tzorech. So it is going to be a major discussion in the Gemara. Karen Ora just points out that according to Rashi, the words b'migdash avalo b'medina in our Mishnah are not really similar to the way we used it in the previous Mishnayos. What's the primary difference between Mikdash and Medina? Is that ain't Shavus b'Mikdash. It's always about Yisurim d'Rabbanan. And over here we're talking about Kosher Midah Raisa. So Karen Ora points out that leads you in the direction of Rabbeinu Yehonah's son, unlike Rashi. But we're going to assume like Rashi over here, that we're talking about really violating the Malacha of Kosher, actually tying the string. So you're allowed to do that b'Mikdash v'lo b'Medina. V'im b'tchila, but if the Kinor was already broken on Erev Shabbos, and you could have fixed it before Shabbos, kan v'kanas, so then you're not even allowed to fix it b'migdash, because machshir mitzvah may be docha Shabbos, but that's only when it was yevshal asosim Erev Shabbos, when you couldn't have taken care of it before Shabbos. But if it's something that could have been taken care of before Shabbos, you must take care of it before Shabbos. So ask the Gemara Uriminu. I'll ask you a stira, that there's a brisa that tells us, nimas kino shenifsika, that if a harp string snaps on Shabbos, lo ayakosha el onva, you're not allowed to tie a real kesher. You're only allowed to tie a bow, which is not considered a real kesher on a daraisa level. And yet our Mishnah allows even tying a real kesher. In the Gemara is going to quote machlokas Rabbi and the Chamim soon whether aniva is an issa daraisa on Shabbos. But in the assumption of the question, aniva tying a bow is not an issa daraisa on Shabbos, only an issa drabanan. So the Braisa tells us you're only allowed to do a bow, which is an issa drabanan. But our Mishnah says you're allowed to even do kesher d'oraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph sounds like it's mutar l'chadchila to do aniva. That aniva, it's not even an issa d'rabbanan. It's heter gamur, and that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri say that aniva is a shvus, that it's also d'rabbanan to do. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos and Simshin Yud Zayin that aniva is even mutar l'chadchila, that you're allowed to tie a bow even l'chadchila, that the only issur is tying a knot. That's tying a knot would be d'oraisa. Tying a bow would be even mutter midrabanan. But bottom line is, we have a stira over here. Our Mishnah says that you're even allowed to tie a knot. The Braisa says no, you're only allowed to tie a bow. So the Gemara is going to have several answers. Answer number one: the shira at the time of the hakrava is machshire mitzvah of the karban, and even though the karbanos hatzibur are docha Shabbos, like the Torah says explicitly, when it comes to being docha Shabbos for the machshire mitzvah, it's a machlok. Lokasha, Harabanan, Harabilazar. Not a stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah, it reflects a machlokas. The Braisa, it says, you're not allowed to be kosher, that's assuming like the Rabbanan, that Machshiri Mitzvah, not Docha Shabbos. And our Mishnah that allows you to be kosher is talking about, is going like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that Machshiri Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. So the Rabbilazar, that Machshiri Mitzvah, Docha Shabbos, kosher. The Rabbanan, Damriyain, Dochin, Onva. And that's why Rabbilazar allows you to tie a knot, and the Rabbanan say, no, you can only tie a bow. Fracting Mari, you Rabbilazar, I feel the Chalchil and Nami. How come our Mishnah says, but if it snaps before Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Elazar, you should be allowed to do it even if it snapped before Shabbos, because he shouldn't be mechalik between machshirim that you could do the previous day and those that have to be done on Shabbos. So says Gemara, you're right. Let's go with a different answer. Lokasha harabi Yehuda harabanan. Our Mishnah is definitely not going like Rabbi Elazar, who allows machshirim mitzvah to be done on Shabbos under all circumstances. And we can still answer the stira that both the Mishnah and the Brayso hold machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos only when it's e'efshar to do them from the previous day. And our Mishnah, which allows tying even a knot, is assuming like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bow is the equivalent of a knot on the Darais level. That tying a bow on Shabbos is just as usher as tying a knot on Shabbos. So you gain nothing by tying a bow. And since it's a machshirei mitzvah, it's got to be done in order to be able to do the avoda. So good, we'll allow tying, and we'll allow tying even a knot. Whereas the Brayso that allows tying a bow and not a knot, so, holds like the Rabbanan, that Kshira is a malacha d'oraisa, and aniva is not a malacha, so therefore you could get away with just aniva. So ask the Gemara, so the Braisa turns out good, that you could tie a bow, tying a bow is mutter, so you have to do that. But the Mishnah, l'chara is still not going to work, because the two shitos that we find about being docha Shabbos, l'sorach makshira mitzvah, are the shita of Rabbi Lazar, who allows everything, who allows all makshira mitzvah, and the Rabbanan, who assers everything. But we don't really find the this third shita that Efshar Lasos Merav Shabbos, not Efshar Lasos Merav Shabbos, that it makes a difference. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Daman. So we could ask the stira within the Mishnah itself. Rabbi Yehuda, who we said that the Mishnah is going like, that Aniva is the same as Kshira. Which shita in the sugya of Machshirei Mitzvah is he following? If he's following the shita of the Rabban, the Machshirei Mitzvah, not Tocha Shabbos, so they're not allowed, you're not allowed to be kosher the strings at all. Even if it ties on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to make a knot. So it can't be that he's following them, and he alibed Rabbi, it can't be he's following the Rabbanan, and he alibed Rabbi Elazar, and if he's following Rabbi Eliezer, he alibed Rabbi Eliezer, kamar afilu chadchilanami, then you should even be allowed to tie it initially if it snapped before Shabbos, because that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Meaning we don't find this middle ground, so it's hard to attribute our Mishnah to a middle ground Shita that simply doesn't exist. Ella, we have to say a third possibility would be Miyashi the Stira between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Lo Kasha, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Ha Rabbanan, that the Brisa that Asus tying the knot is following the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Mishnah that's Matir follows the Shita of the Rabbanan. What Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan? The Tanya that we have in the following Brisa. Ben Levi Shnivska Lonima Bekinor. If Ben Levi has a harp string that snaps, the Mishnah in Masech Sarachan has a machlokes, who were the ones that were menagin on the Duchan, whether it was Levim or Yisraelim Yuchasim, or it was the Avde Kohanim, a three-way machlokas. So the Brisa says Ben Levi, sounds like it's assuming like that one Shita, that it was Dafka the Bnei Levi that would be engaged in this. Okay, which is normally, I think, what people think, so it fits. So Ben Levi, Shenivsa Kolonima Bekinor, for Ben Levi has a string that snaps, kosher, he could tie it on Shabbos, because Machshir Mitzvah Docha Shabbos. But if it didn't snap on Shabbos, he just wants to put a new string in, and Makshir Mitzvah that could have been done in Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onva. Rabbi Shimon says, you can't tie a knot, you could only tie an Aniva, because Makshir Mitzvah are not Ocha Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Afhi Eino Mashmas HaSakol. You're going to do an Aniva or a Kshira, neither of those things are going to work. It's not going to fix the musical instrument if you're sensitive to the sound. It's not going to produce the right sound. Ella, what you should do is Mishalsha Lamata Vakarich Milamaila, or Mishalsha Lamaila Vakarich Milamata. You should somehow pull the string taut and then wrap it around on one end. There are ways to fix it without tying any knot. So, anyway, that's the answer that Harabanan Harabi Shimon. The question of whether you're allowed to be kosher is dependent on this machlokas between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that you could be only doing aniva because machshir and mitzvah are not tocha Shabbos at all, whereas the Rabban holds you could even do kosher. Another possibility, v'i ba yisema, fourth possible way to reconcile the Brisa and the Mishnah, hava harabanan, that both the Mishnah and the Brisa are assuming like the Rabbanan in this Brisa that allow machshir and mitzvah on Shabbos when you couldn't do them from the previous day. So again, what that Brisa introduced to us is that chilik of doing them from the previous day. So lo kasha, kan be'emtza, kan minatzad. And the Mishnah that allows tying the knot is when the string snaps right in the middle. So you need to pull it really tightly, and an aniva is not going to be strong enough to hold it in place. Whereas if it's minatzad, the Braisa is talking about getting away with an aniva, that's where an aniva would work. Aniva is not as strong of a knot. So if the string snaps minatzad on one end or the other, you don't need such a strong knot, so then you have to do aniva. Or a fifth and final possibility, Vibaisema, Hava Be'emtza. They're both talking about where the string snaps in the middle. The Mishnah is assuming like the Rabbanan, the Brisa is assuming like Rabbi Shimon, and even Rabbi Shimon is moda to the Rabbanan, the Mekra Din, Machshir Mitzvah Docha Shabbos, but Mar Savar Gazrinan, Mar Savar Lo Gazrinan. It's just that Rabbi Shimon holds that we make a Gzeira Be'emtza Otu Minatzad, that if we allow you to tie it when it tears in the middle, you're going to come to be tie it even when it tears Minatzad. Side, and you're not going to realize that there's a difference in the metzius of the instrument when it snaps in the middle or snaps from that side, and because of that the chamur goes there even in the mikdash. Whereas the rabbanon hold, no, we're not goes there, and when it snaps in the middle, it's mutter to tie it. Okay, new mishnah now. Now we're going to talk about removing a wart. Chot chinya belis b'mikdash. You're allowed to cut off a wart in the mikdash. If you find Rashi says we're not talking about a wart on a person, a wart on an animal. You want to remove this mum from the animal in order to bring it for a korban on Shabbos. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis seems to assume that we're talking about it's a wart on a person, on the person who's going to do the avoda, and he wants to remove the wart. But let's assume like Rashi says. So we're talking about an animal. So long as you leave the wort there, it's a mum, and it apostles the behema from being used as a karban. So you got to cut it off. You could pull it off, remove it by hand, because that's not a malacha of gozis midaraisa, because gozis midaraisa would be to do it besakin. So to do it biyad is considered kalachar yad, would only be an iser derabanan. So since ain't shvus b'mikdash, you're allowed to do it. Avalo b'medina. But, excuse me, but outside of the mikdash, you're not allowed to cut off warts, because even chaticha biyad is nisr derabanan. V'im b'kli, but if you're going to cut it off with a knife, kan v'kan osr. Then it's going to be osr everywhere, because that's going to be a violation of the malach of gozes on the daraisa level. That's how Rashi understands. So we're talking about the malach of gozes over here, and it's gozes daraisa to cut off a wart with a kli. The malach of gozes, generally speaking, is quite a chiddush. Generally speaking, the Rashash points out, the chiv over here, l'chora, has got to be chove. It can't be gozes. Gziza is by something that's going to grow back, and it's something that you want when you pull off, meaning you shear wool because you want the wool. L'chara, if you're shearing something off that you don't want, that's what we call the melach shein tzricha l'gufa. That's not going to be the melach d'oraisa. So it's a double chiddush over here that you would call this gozes on a d'oraisa level. And that's what the achronim have a difficult time with how Rashi could say it's gozes mid'oraisa. It seems to fall short on two accounts. Gozes is something that grows back. That's what Rashash points out, and the Bir Halacha makes the point in Siman Shin Mem that it's machlo. But at least half of the Rishonim assume that if it's not something that you want, then it would be a Melach HaShein Tzrich L'Gufa. But again, we're going to assume like Rashi, because that's always the simplest way to read the Gemara. So says the Gemara as follows. Ureminu, I'll ask you a stira. On the one hand, our Mishnah says the Mishnah Pesachim tells us as follows. Hirkivo v'avasu michutz l'tchum v'chatichas yabalto ein dochin. Rabbi Lazar Omer Dochin, that the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim talks about bringing the Korban Pesach. So you take the Korban Pesach on your shoulders and you bring it to the Azara through Rosh Hasharabim. So doing that, carrying it and bringing it from outside the Tchum and cutting off any warts that the Korban has, all of that is not Docha Shabbos according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Lazar holds that it is Docha Shabbos. But the Tanakhama over there says you're not allowed to cut off the wart on Shabbos, even at Tzarech HaKrava. And our Stam Mishnah says you are allowed to cut off the word of an animal on Shabbos, just got to do it by yad. So how do we reconcile our Mishnah with the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim? Says Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, that the stira is answered by a group of Tanaim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Amar Havaha Belacha Velo Kasha Kan Biyad Kan Bekli. One of them answers that both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim are talking about a moist wart, which is part of the animal's body, and would definitely be a violation of gozes. And our Mishnah that allows it is talking about that allows doing it b'migdash is talking about when you do it b'yad, where it's only nisa drabanan ein shvus b'migdash, and therefore it's permissible. The Mishnah Pesachim that says you're not allowed to do it b'migdash is talking about b'kli, where you're going to do it in the way that would be a violation of a daraisa, and that's what our Mishnah said also, that b'kli you're not allowed to do it. So just make an ukimta that the Mishnah Pesachim that says you're not allowed to cut off a wart means you're not allowed to cut off a wart with a kli, and then it works out perfectly with our Mishnah. The Chadamer and the other Shita says, no, hava abiyad. The Mishnah Pesachim also thought of the idea of using yad, of cutting it off by hand. V'lokasha, habalacha, habiyavesha. It's a different type of wart. The Mishnah Pesachim was talking about a moist wart, where even if you've cut it off biyad, it's only Yasser Midrabanan, but that, it's a very strong Yasser Midrabanan, because you could have cut it off the previous day. Our Mishnah, that is Matir, is with a yavesha, which is not considered a really part of the animal's body, and therefore even it's not even an issur drabanan to cut it off by hand, and therefore you're allowed to do it even though you could have done it yesterday. Because if you're doing it by hand and it's yevesha, it's not even an issur drabanan. It's heter gamur. So you don't need to have to you don't need to have done it from before Shabbos. Ulamandi amar habiyad habakli. And if you assume like the Teretz that the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim is whether you're using an instrument to take it off, my time alo amar habalacha habiyevesha. What's wrong with the other end? answer, that is the answer to the stira between the Mishnayos is whether the reward is moist or not. So Malach will tell you, no, Yevesha afilu b'kli nami shari. If it were dry, you'd even be allowed to move it b'kli, because it's not anything. You're not being gozes. My time, if rucha yiparcha, it's just gonna, it just scrapes right off. It's not considered cutting off something that's attached to the body. It's already totally on the surface of the skin, and it just scrapes right off. So even b'kli, it wouldn't be a problem. And the one that answered that the distinction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Psachim is whether it's moist or dry, my time amar habiyad b'kli. What was wrong with the answer that the chiluk is whether you're taking it off biyad or you're taking it off b'kli? So malach b'kli hatanan and b'kli kan v'kan aser. So we'll say you need to tell me that it's aser to take it off with the kli. It says in our Mishnah beferish that b'kli is aser kan v'kan. So I need a Mishnah to show up in Maseches Psachim to tell me, oh, and you can't remove the wart with a kli. Our Mishnah already said you're not allowed to remove the wart with a kli. The idach and the one who offered the first answer that the Mishnah and Psachim saw about with a kli and is not apparently concerned about the repetitive nature of that Mishnah. What's it teaching me? I already see from our Mishnah that you're allowed to take it off with that you're not allowed to take it with a kli. Hadik tani asam. No, he'll explain the reason the Mishnah has to repeat this in Maseches Psachim. You always have at the end of one Masechta some sort of link to the next Masechta. So here we are comparing a Mishnah in Erev into the Mishnah Psachim, as we're just a couple of days away, Be'ez Hashem, from Psachim. So Hadik Tani Asam Mishum to Kabayi Ifluge Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan. The Chiddush of Mishnah Psachim is to tell me the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan that Rabbi Eliezer allows Becholofen, and that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. So that's the only reason it's repeated in that Mishnah. V'idach, and the one who offered the second answer over here that the distinction is between moist and dry didn't want to say like the first answer, because even if you say that the Mishnah over there has to tell me the issur of cutting off a wart with a kli just to introduce the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who's not introduced into our Mishnah, still you can't say the Mishnah over there is talking about the kli, because dumi derkiva v'vasa michutz l'tchum katani terabanan. Look at what else it puts on the list. It says you're not allowed to write it on your shoulders, and you're not allowed to bring it from outside the tchum. So all of these things are only yisurim midrabanan. So it must be that when on that list it includes cutting off a wart, we must be talking about something that's only asur midrabanan. So that has to be talking about a yabelis lacha biyad, that you're taking off a moist wart by hand. It can't be talking about a yabelis lacha bekli, a moist wart bekli. That would be nisidah reisa, and would not be at all comparable to the other things that we're mentioning. The idach, and the one who said the first answer that's mechalik between kli and yad, and said that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about a yabelis bekli, that's asur midah reisa, will answer and will say, no, the Mishnah Psachim is talking about all yisurim da reisa. Ah, you're going to tell me coming from Yichutz L'Tchum, being Markeval Ksefo, those are only yisurim da rabbanan? Hekivu delok rabbi nosan, domar achay nosay satsmo. First of all, maybe we're assuming carrying an animal on your shoulders is nisur da reisa, and it's telling me not like rabbi nosan, who says achay nosay satsmo, and therefore it's only nisur da rabbanan. No, it's nisur da reisa, and avasam Yichutz L'Tchum, rabbi Akiva, domar tchum da reisa, and maybe when it says that that you're not allowed to bring it Michutz L'Tchum, it's assuming like Rabbi Akiva that Tchum and Daraisa. So every item on the list is really an item that's Daraisa. So now the Gemara says we could bring a raya from the Mishnah Psachim that we're talking about in Nisud Rabban, not in Nisud Daraisa. So Masav Rav Yosef, on the one who gave that first answer, the Mishnah Psachim is talking about a Yabelis Lacha B'Kli, which is Nisud Daraisa. If you look weiter in that Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar says the following, Amir Rabbi Eliezer, Kal V'Chomer. He says, I'll tell you, Kal V'Chomer, Mashchita Shei Mishum Lacha, Doches HaShabbos, Elu Shemishum Shavuos, Eino Din Sheidchus HaShabbos. Rabbi Lazar's whole point is that all of these things are only in the Nisud Rabbanan. If we even allow Malacha Daraisa like Shechita on Shabbos, so for sure, Har which are only derabanan, are for sure going to be docha Shabbos. So you see clearly in the Mishnah that we're talking about a type of chatichas yabelas that's only going to be in the derabanan. So it can't be that it's talking about a yabelas lacha b'kli, and that's the raya that first answer is no good. Now the Gemara moves on to a third answer. Ella Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef suggests Hava ha shvus mikdash be mikdash itiru shvus the mikdash be medina lo itiru. They're both talking about a yabelas lacha. Hava biyad. They're both talking about a yabelas lacha, and you're doing a biyad, which is only going to be in iser midrabanan. And the Mishnah allows cutting off the yabelas and the mikdash because ain't shvus be mikdash. Why then does it become asr meseches psachim? It depends where you're doing the shvus. So when you're doing the shvus for the sake of the mikdash and you're doing it in the mikdash, that you're allowed to do. But when you're doing it for the sake of the mikdash, but you're doing it outside of the mikdash, that you're not allowed to do. So by the Karban Pesach, the cutting off of the wort would be done b'medina, because most of what you do with the Karban Pesach in advance is b'medina. So that it's in the Bailam's house until the time of the hakrava, and that's where you do the bikur of the Karban Pesach. So that's b'medina. That we're not going to allow the shvus to be docha. So Yosef Abayi v'karban lo shmaita. Abayi was saying over this answer of Rav Yosef, say Yisir of Safra l'Abayi of Safra challenges Abayi. Is that true that a shvus mikdash b'medina is not going to be mutter? That if you're doing it in the location of the medina for the sake of mikdash, it's not going to be mutter. But I'll tell you that if something is for the sake of mikdash, then the sake of any kedusha would have the same status as the sake of mikdash. Meaning, if you're doing it for the sake of maintaining any sort of kedusha, it would be the same thing as mikdash. And with that, we could ask the following question: a person is reading from a sefer. Sefer Kodesh, Al-Iskofa, on the threshold of his house. Viniskalga, let's say from Yadon, and the sefer starts rolling out of his hand toward the Rishus HaRabim, and he's holding one end still in his hand. Go Lutzlo, because of the design of the sefer, that it shouldn't be lying there in the Rishus HaRabim, you let it roll it back up, and we don't assume that that the Rabbanim were not goes there, that it might fall out into the Rishus HaRabim, and then you're going to carry it from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. It's an Issa Drabbanim that we're Matir over here. But this is something for the sake of Kedusha, and it's in the Medina, and we allow it. So don't tell me that a Shvus Mikdash from Medina we're not going to allow. We don't make any Gezerah. We allow the Shvus Mikdash b'Medina. So says Gemara, V'lo Kimna B'Skufa Karmelis. No, that's not talking about where there's even any far-fetched Cheshash of a Daraisa. It's a double Drabanan. First of all, you're holding one end with you, right? One end of the Sefer you still have with you. And second of all, where it's going out to is a Carmelis. It's where you're standing is a Carmelis, not a Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashram, over Zulfanel. So even if it were to fall out and you'd pick it back up and bring it back in, you would still only violate a Drabanan. So since you have a double Drabanan, you're holding one end, and at the very worst, it's only going to be carrying from Rosh Hashram to a Carmelis, it's not even an Issa Drabanan. So you can't bring me any Raya from that a Shvus Mikdash B'Medina is going to be mutter. No, that's not even a shvuz, that's a zero. Say, Eisveis Rav Safra says, okay, I'll bring another challenge. V'shashas a Pesach l'tanur, im chashecha. You could put the Karban Pesach in the oven when Erev Pesach is chal on Friday. You could put the Karban Pesach in the oven right before Shabbos, and it will continue roasting into Shabbos. V'achad shvuz mikdash b'medina, v'lo gazrinan shem yichat b'chalim. Wait a second, there's an isser called shehia. You're not allowed to put something in the oven right before Shabbos, something raw in the oven right before Shabbos, cooking into Shabbos, because it's a gezeira that you might come to be mechata b'chalim, and yet we allow it with the Karban Pesach. Where is the roasting of the Karban Pesach being done? It's being done by Medina. It's not being done by Mikdash. So here's a Shvus Mikdash by Medina, and we allow it. So it says more ishtik. Abaye had no response to that. Kiyosel kamed Rav Yosef. So when the Shaila came to Rav Yosef, when this Kasha came to Rav Yosef, Amalei, so Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Amalei Rav Safra. Rav Safra, really, a mamash, a checkmate on our teretz. So Amalei, Rav Yosef said, nah, my time is lot of Shanile. You could have just answered him. B'nei Chabura is reasoning that when it comes to that which is being done by the B'nei Chabura that are trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, they're very zaris in doing everything right. And therefore, the Rabbanan didn't have to make a gzeir of Shem Yechat B'Gechalim, a gzeir of Shehiyah for them. But for regular people, for a normal situation, being Mevakar the Mumin, that we do have to make a gzeirah. So the Rashash points out that it's so interesting. It turns out that when you make a gzeira when it comes to looking for the abeles and removing the warts, that you might do, that since it's a shvus mikdash b'medina, we're not going to be matir. But when it comes to the roasting of the Karban Pesach, so then we're not going to make any such gzeira. So the Rashash says that B'nei Chabura's reasoning that it was apparently a normal that for each Chabura to make sure they always have one Chacham in their group. So once you're at a point where your whole group has to have been set already, like at the time of the Tzliya, the time that you roast in the Karban Pesach, Pesach, you can rest assured there's a chacham in that group. Of course, they're always going to want a chacham in their group so that to make sure they do everything right. But if you're talking about the Shas Bikur, when they're just checking for warts or whatever, it could be the group's not set yet and there's no chacham in the group, and therefore there's no chazaka that the Bnei Chabura are reason. Va'abaye, and Abaye, the reason Abaye didn't come up with that answer is Kohanim's reason name Amrinan, Bnei Chabura's reason name Amrinan. Whoever heard of such a concept? We have a concept that Kohanim are reason. We never heard of such a concept that Bnei Chabura are reason. I mean, Bnei Chabura could be just any two families. You and your next door neighbor get together and you have a Karban Pesach. It's not a very large animal. So you're going to make an assumption that every Chabura has reason? It's a much bigger leap than to assume that the Kohanim were doing the Avoda are reason. And then a fourth answer to be Miyashiv, the Stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim. Rava Amar, the two Mishnahis are about moist Yabelas, and you want to cut it be Yad. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Lazri, Dam Makshirim Mitzvah Shabbos. We're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer throughout all of Shas, who holds that Makshirim Mitzvah are Docha Shabbos. The Karenor and the Rashash point out that the Tana of the previous Mishnah, by Kosher Nima, the Mishnah we started with today, definitely disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, like the Gemara had said. So L'chorah, the Gemara should have asked when it tries this answer, wait a second, Reisha Rabbanan, Sefer Rabbi Eliezer, that's normally what the Gemara would ask, but for whatever reason, the Gemara does not ask that over here. So Rava says again, our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Eliezer, the Makshirim Mitzvah, are Docha Shabbos. Aye, then why does he ask for doing it Pekli? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to even do Yisum Daraisa for Makshirim Mitzvah? Umod Rabbi Eliezer, Tekam Dev Shel Shuni, Mishaninan. But even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you do whatever you can in order to avoid violating Yisurim. So since it's possible to cut it off Biyad, why would he allow cutting it off Pekli? When it comes to Mila, he seemed to allow everything. He allowed bringing the Zemel through Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Rishonim point out, Rashi and Tosfos, is that it would be a time delay if he didn't bring it through the Rosh Hashanah. If you start to bring it Derech Chatzeros, Gagos, Karpefos, so then it would end up arriving much later. But if you can just as easily, do it without violating the Siddurah, of course Rabbi Eliezer would say, do it without violating the Siddurah. That explains Tos Rabbeinu Peretz raises the question from the Nimas Kinor, from the harp string, that Rabbi Eliezer is Matir, even though it's Efshar Ba'aniva. So he says, yeah, it's Efshar Ba'aniva, but what kind of sound is it going to make? The instrument is not going to be as fine-tuned if you do an Aniva and not a Kshira. So yeah, when Rabbi Eliezer says, come to Efshar L'shuni M'shuninan, as much as you can to make it less of an issue, you do. As much as you can means as much as you can with no cost to the actual performance of the mitzvah. So Ma'ihi, so says the Gemara, where do we find that Rabbi Eliezer holds that come to Efshar L'shuni M'shuninan, that you're not allowed to just violate the Daraisa, and that if there's some way to do it with a lesser isser, you're obligated to do so. Says Mar Titania, because we have a brisa. Kohen shalso by Yabelas. If a Kohen has a wart on his body and he needs to do avoda in the mikdash, so long as he hasn't removed the wart, he's a balmum. Balmum is not allowed to do the avoda. Chaveiro chod chalo b'shinav. A little bit gross. His friend should cut off that wart with his teeth. So the Gemara is medayik b'shinavin b'kli lo. His friend's got a dafka do it with the teeth. Is not allowed to use an instrument. And chaveiro in ihul. And it's got to be someone else that cuts it off, but he himself is not allowed to do it. So now, says the Gemara, this Braisam is assuming like Rabbi Elazar in the Sugi of Makshirim Mitzvah, and we're going to see in another Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan about Kotzis Tziparnav Bishinov, about removing fingernails with your teeth. The Rabbi Elazar holds it's Nisr Midaraisa and Yerchayiv, and the Rabbanan hold that it's only a Nisr Midrabanan. So it's Muchach from the Braisa that even according to Rabbi Elazar, Makshirim are only Docha Melech HaShabbos. When there's no other way to do it, but when there's another way to do it, then you have to do it. So money. Who is the Braisa assuming like when it says that the Kohen's not allowed to cut it off himself with a kli, and even he's not allowed to even cut it off himself with his teeth, and the other guy's not allowed to do it with a kli. The other guy has to do it with his teeth. Ilem Rabbanan, if we're going to assume like the Shita of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and hold that Makshirim Mitzvah not Tocha Shabbos at all, Uba Migdash, and over here it's Lutzarach Avodah Migdash, and that's why we allow the other guy to be chotich the abelis b'sheinov, because it's only in a sidrabanan. Well, kivin dami rabbanan bialma, since the rabbanan's general sheet about the malacha of gozes for the sake of even a dvar rishos, like you're cutting your nails, where if you do it by hand or by teeth, mishum shavus, the rabbanan hold that that's only a shavus anyway. So achem alihu mali chaveru. Why would the rabbanan insist that somebody else do it? The rabbanan's general sheet is when it comes to the malacha of gozes, that if you're gozes with your teeth, anyway, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So bite your nails, and that's only an issur d'rabbanan. It's not an issur d'oraisa, and therefore b'migdash, it should be mutter if the guy cuts off the abelas with his own teeth. Why does he need to bring a friend in? Elalav, it must be Rabbi Elazar. It must be, we're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Alma Chayev Chatas, who holds that if you bite your nails or you peel your nails with your fingers, that you're going to be Chayev Chatas, because it's and therefore if someone else cuts it shalom b'kli, he's going to be molda that that's an issur d'rabbanan, because the other guy is not going to do as good a job, and therefore it's only going to be an issur d'rabbanan. V'hacha afal gav d'machshir mitzvah d'achnas Shabbos kam dav shel shnei mishinan. But why does Rabbi Elazar require anything? Let Rabbi Elazar just say, okay, do the issur d'oraisa machshir mitzvah d'achnas Shabbos. What do you see that Rabbi Elazar holds? If you're able to do it with less of a violation, then you must do it with less of a violation. So again, according to the Rabbanan, that even when you bite your nails, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Ein shvus m'migdash. We wouldn't require you getting your friend involved. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that biting your nails is an issur d'oraisa, but Rabbi Elazar allows violating issur d'oraisa only when it's not possible to do it any other way. So that's what Rabbi Elazar is going to say. Kam dav shel shnei mishninin, and you got to get someone else to bite your wart off for you. So says Gemara Lo Liola. Maybe I'll tell you that Rabbi Elazar holds a machshir mitzvah docha Shabbos d'oraisa, even if you're doing d'oraisa, even when you could have done it with a shinoi. And the Kohen himself, Ein Achinami, could have cut off the abelas even b'kli. And the price that doesn't allow cutting it, that requires that it's his friend that does it with his teeth, then maybe that's really going like Rabbanan. That's assuming like the Rabbanan, that Machshiri Mitzvah not Docha Shabbos on the Daraisa level. The also B'kresa, and as far as the question that we asked, then why doesn't the Braisa just allow the guy himself, the Baal HaYabelas, to cut it off with his own teeth? According to the Rabbanan, cutting off with your teeth is only Nisun to Rabbanan, and therefore it should be Mutter B'Migdash. Why do I need to get my friend involved? Well, I also B'kresa Hachinami, if it would have, the wart appears on a part of his body that's accessible to his teeth, then Ein Achinami, the Rabbanan would have recommended that. I don't know why we give the example of Kresa. Kresa is like a stomach. That seems a little bit difficult to remove it with one's teeth. But No, we're talking about where it's in his armpits, or it's on his back, or his elbows, or on his back, where he can't get to it with his teeth. Where he's not able to remove it with his hands or with his teeth. And that's why we mentioned the heter of chaveru. But mitzad adin, removing the abelis himself, Ein Achinami, would be totally mutter according to the Rabbanan. But we mentioned bringing his friend in because he can't do it. So says Gemara, but wait a second. E Rabbanan, if we're going to assume that the Brais is going like the Rabbanan, and we don't allow removing the abelis bekli because it's nisadar raisa, and makshir mitzvah are not, you're not allowed to do, even in the Migdash, so the Brais doesn't say that the Kohen himself should cut off the abelis, because, okay, we're talking about the abelis that he can't reach, and that's why we talk about his friend. But why do we say shinav nishkalin ale biyad? Why are we talking about that he removes it with his teeth? According to the Rabbanan, even if you remove it with your hands, as long as you're not using a kli, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. And you could tell me all the chidushim in that context. You would still tell me that makshir mitzvah adoch only a shvus and not a daraisa, and that the Rabbanan are moda that you could be chotech yabelis b'kli, bein liasmo bein lechaveru is a violation of melech daraisa, and you'd be chayiv, and that's why you dafka have to use biyad. So v'tivshot to Rabbi Elazar. So with that, we also answer the question of Rabbi Elazar. Dam Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar also has a comment in Masechet Shabbos that Tzadi Dalin, that machlokas biyad aval b'kli devrei kol chayiv, that the whole machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan about removing your fingernails, or for that matter your wart, whether it's nisud d'oraisa or nisud d'rabbanan, there's a machlokas if you remove it by hand, but b'kli everyone would hold you chayiv midaraisa, because that's a told of gozes, and that would be a violation of nisud d'oraisa. But now that the Braisa only talks about cutting it off with your teeth and doesn't even mention cutting off biyad, even if it's assuming like the sheet of the Rabbanan, you can't be mochiach that they would be moda that chituch b'kli is nisud d'oraisa from the fact that that we didn't allow being chotech with a kli, because even chituch biyad, which is for sure only mean the Rabbanan, it didn't mention. So it must be that you can't be medaktik from the fact that it doesn't mention a particular detail in the Braisa, that it must be that detail is nisud d'oraisa. So you see from here that it doesn't mention chituch yabelas biyad. and it doesn't give me these limudim. So you see that it must not be going like the Rabban, it must be going like Rabbi Eliezer. And even though even Yisurim Dal Raisa could be done, Makshirim Mitzvah could be done, whenever it's Hefshar to do, the Makshirim with the Nisim Rabbanan, but the Rabbi Eliezer would prefer that as well. So says Mar Ula Taimech, but even according to you, that the Brais is going like Rabbi Eliezer, and he's Moda that Kamad Hefshar L'Shinim Meshanin, and you do as much of a Shinu as possible, the Rabbi Eliezer Namin Lishkin Nalebiyah. Don't you have the same Kasha? No. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why don't you do it biyad so that you could be mishana? Why do you need to do it with your teeth in order to be mishana? So it doesn't help to do it with your teeth. So it doesn't help to suggest that the bride is going like Rabbi Eliezer. You can have the same kasha anyway. So hi, mice. So says Gemara, what kind of kasha is that? Yeah, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Eliezer. I understand very well if you assume that the bride is going like Rabbi Eliezer. That's matir yisum dar raisa for the machshire mitzvah. You just have to be mishana as much as you can. Hainu de gazru yad atukli. Then it makes sense that the other guy cannot take it off by hand, he's got to do it with his teeth because we made a gzeira to not take it off by hand, lest you come to take it off bikli. So you're mishana as much as possible. But if you can assume that the brisa is similar like the rabbanan and the heter to cut off the abelis is because there's no shvus b'mikdash at all, so bikli you're not allowed to cut it because it's nisadar raisa. So then I have a kasha because how are you going to be mechalik? One is the rabbanan and the other nishkala nelebiyad. Let the other kohen take it off biyad. Why does the Brisa only say that he can take it off with his teeth? So it must be that this Brisa is similar like Rabbi Eliezer, and we see from here that whenever you're able to be Mishana to an Isser Kal, there's no heter to violate the more Chamur Isser. Visulamide, and there's nothing else to discuss, that there must be that the Brisa is assuming like the Sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnah in the middle of the page. We fell behind. Oh, where I'm going to start from on Sunday. I didn't think about it yet. I guess I'll probably look back at last cycle and see where... There's a Mishnah, what? Okay, so some of the Mishnah Kavdalim and Beis. Let's say that. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up the Mishnah Kavdalim and Beis on Sunday. That's probably where the last cycle is.